The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. The peace of Christ, the peace of Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus knew the disciples needed the kind of peace that would see them through any and all situations. We're in a situation right now called the pandemic. Over a quarter of a million people, individuals, loved ones, family, co-workers, just since February, March, during the pandemic, have lost their lives. So Jesus knew the disciples needed. He knew they needed the kind of peace that would see them through any and all situations. He told them, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. And we'll find that. Go get your Bible. You need I'm encouraging you. I don't like to see what you need or don't need, but I'm encouraging each one of you. If you don't have a Bible, Google it, but find it. John 14:27. This is not a show. This is not a bunch of words. But God, in John chapter 14, verse 27, he says this, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. He's given you peace. He's given me peace. Surely the word amazed the disciples. Go with me here. So he's saying this. Don't you think that amazed the disciples? Yes, it did. In their eyes, it was almost an unbelievable promise. Christ's peace was to become their peace. Christ's peace was to become their peace. These 12 men had marveled at the peace they had witnessed in Lord Jesus Christ. For the previous 3 years, their master was always calm, never ruffled, never afraid. We know that Christ was capable of spiritual anger and that he also wept. But he led his life on earth at peace, peace with the Father. Peace in the face of temptation. Peace in times of rejection and mockery. He even had peace during storms at sea. And I'm going to take a little side trip here. Peace at storms in the sea. I remember living in North Carolina, going out to Wilmington, North Carolina, and a guy says, hey, I'm just going to go out a few miles And I got on his boat. It was a power boat. Man, I couldn't see land. Sharks and marlin. And I mean, we went out, I don't know, 100 miles from the coast. And I lost my peace and my lunch and everything. So go with me. Here's these disciples seeing the kind of peace that Jesus had. He even had peace during storms at sea, sleeping on the deck of the boat while others trembled with terror. That afternoon on that boat off the coast of North Carolina, I trembled. In fact, I promised myself I would never get on nobody else's boat unless it's a boat that I was driving. The disciples had witnessed Jesus being dragged to a high ridge by an angry mob determined to kill him. Amidst the abuse and insults, he calmly walked away from that scene, untouched, and guess what, saints? Full of peace. Now, Jesus was promising these men the very same peace. When they heard this, the disciples must have looked at each other and wondered, you mean we are going to have the same peace he has? This is incredible. And Lord Jesus Christ added, not as this world gives, do I give to you. That was not going to be the so-called peace of a numb, zoned-out society, nor would it be the temporary peace of the rich who try to purchase peace of mind with material things. No, this was the very peace of Christ himself, a peace that surpasses all human understanding. When Christ promised the disciples his peace, it was as if he was saying to them, and he's saying it to us today, I know you do not understand the times you face, but I will give you peace to face whatever is coming. Glory to God. Glory to God, church. Glory to God.